welcome back. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and 102.9. Now, I am here with Doc Bill of
Sample Island Birdhouses.
Yeah, I was going to try and say it with you. That's why I paused for a moment there. As well as Ida Creel with Global Sun and Fun Travel.
See, Anita, you can say it with me because we say it together.
Global Sun and Fun Travel. Yeah. And Ida's here ready to get anyone who may be interested in doing mission travel ready to take those trips. So
this has been most interesting.
It has
been very interesting.
It definitely has been. It's just amazing just to see all of the different, you know, trips that, you know, that people are taking, doing God's work, and just all the places that they're going. Mm-hmm. And we'd like to now introduce Ken Grindle, who is with Net India. And Ken worked for UPS for 13 years and, because of the call of God, decided that he would leave his job at UPS and then form Net India Ministries. And he and his wife, as well as his daughter and son, have been serving people, the people of India, ever since. So, Ken, welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm doing really good. I'm really looking forward to hearing about the great things that you guys are doing there.
Well, thank you for having us on, and we're excited to be taking part in it today.
Well, we're excited to have you here, and what I'd like to start off by doing is asking you to just give us a little bit of information about the mission of Net India. Tell us what your mission is.
Well, our slogan is connecting people to reach people, and in 2000, when God directed us to first go over, we wanted to have a way so that we could provide ministry, provide opportunities for people to come over as platforms to be able to share the love of God on different short-term mission trips. And so as we went over, we were led by God to develop short-term projects, and each one of these short-term projects are opportunities for people to come along on a short-term mission and for us to be able to share the love of God with the people.
Now, when you say short-term, how long are your trips, generally speaking?
They're normally eight to 10 days.
Okay. And is there a specific age group that you travel with?
We'd like to take people 17 and above. And normally we make exceptions to that if parents are willing to travel with younger students.
I see. And what about some of your success stories? Now, we have Emily here in the studio. She's going to tell us a little bit about her trip to India with you. But what are some of the things that you all are doing, and what are some of your success stories there in India? I know there's a lot of neither. I've traveled to India many times, and there's a lot of work to be done there.
Yes. It is a needy nation, a land of diversity, and Emily would be a success story. Anybody, I think, that's went to India and come back safely with me is a success. but people have said, you know, a lot of comments about India that, you know, there's good news and bad news. The good news is it's a 24-hour circus, and the bad news is it's a 24-hour circus.
Absolutely.
There's just so much love to go around to people there, and they're a loving people, and they are
That's a needy people.
And I don't know, one of the most amazing trips is one of our projects is called Christmas in a Backpack.
Mm-hmm.
And we had about 800 children and adults in this one place up in Northeast India one year. And there was almost 90% of the people all came to a place to make a decision for Christ. And that was just amazing, that one particular year. And there's just been so many things that God has done over the years. We're amazed every time we go, because we find people that have not heard of the love of Christ. And then we get the opportunity to meet some basic needs and to be able to share the message of Christ. And that is our greatest success right there, when someone gets to hear and someone gets to rightly respond to the message.
Absolutely. I can definitely see that. Now, tell me a little bit about some of the places that you're going. Are they very remote? Are they near? Are you doing work in the city, or are you doing a combination? Tell us a little bit about some of the places where you're doing work.
We go to remote places and places where there's not a lot of activity going on, a lot of work. And one of the most recent states we came from, and Emily was a part of that, was Himachal Pradesh, which is North India, up in the Himalayas.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's back in places where we've had comments, so they say, well, even the local authorities don't come up and check
wow.
on us here. And you've come from abroad, and you've come up here, and you brought these medicines, and shared your time and energy and resources to come up here because you care about us and where we are in our condition. But we've been able to travel in 18 of the 28 states of India. And so we've been able to spread out all over the nation.
Now, Ken, I know that India, culturally speaking, is very different from the U.S. So do you have any classes or any type of preparation that you do with your volunteers when you're heading over to a country like India so that they can handle that culture shock a little bit better?
Yes, we do. We usually meet sometime between 6 to 8 times prior to leaving to go over on a trip. And we'll come together and we'll talk about things like culture shock. We'll talk about the difference in how we relate to time and how that culture relates to time and the language differences and things to anticipate and expect for the culture shock. General things of travel too, a lot of safety, a lot of things we should and shouldn't do. And so it's a fun time to learn all those things, but it's also a time to come together and to pray, realizing prayer is such an essential part of traveling and going over and doing what we do in missions.
Absolutely.
Hi, Ken. This is Ida. A big thanks to you and your organization for the good work that you're doing. I just wanted you to talk a little bit about what the percentage of Christians are in India and what your initial reception was when you started your work there.
The population, they say, statistically is somewhere about 2%.
Wow.
And, around 1.4 billion people, that's a significant number, but compared to that many people, it's not much at all. And the way we have been very well received in most every case, and the places that we go, we've had very few cases where we were not.
Mm-hmm.
But we've always been very well received. We try to bring something, like whether it's our sports camp or whether it's a playground project or Christmas in a backpack, something so that we're bringing something and we're serving them, opening doors for us to be able to come and to be able to be there in order
yes.
to share and do what we do.
Ken, that is great. All the work that you all are doing is just excellent work. Now, I would like to encourage some of our listeners to consider joining you on some of your future trips. So how can they reach you? A website, a telephone number?
Yes, Anita, the website is netindia and the number 4him.org. That's netindia4him.org. Or our office number is 770-297-7003.
Okay, that is great. I'm sure you'll get some folks wanting to join you and going to your website to read more about what you're doing and the great work that you're doing there. And we have Emily coming up. Thank you so much for all the work that you're doing. We have Emily coming up in the next segment, and she'll talk about her experience in traveling with Net India. This is North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WVUN. As Travel Bags with Anita and Friends continues.